It's time to tune in to Hot Seat Haas. You are now tuned in to Hot Seat Haas. It doesn't matter if you're Gen Z, millennial, or straight up boomer. Give it up for your host, Hot Seat Haas. The following podcast contains explicit language. You can support this podcast within the Anchor app. And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the Hot Seat Haas podcast. You are now part of a community in touch with culture, education, and collective empowerment. And now, your host, Hot Seat Haas.
One thing for sure, one law that was passed is clearly being practiced right now, because I smell some weed. Someone is smoking. All right. You smell that, Marsha?
Check, check, people. You can insert all the laughs and applause right here, because it's din-in-in. It is Hot Seat Haas. Shout out to Leopold Jacobs, 1983, a lifestyle brand for your upwardly mobile business professional. Hit the website, find something you love. It is currently, 1:34. It's Friday, 70 degrees. We are in the DMV area. What's good where you're located or wherever you're at? Whatever you're doing. Got a ride, maybe like 15-minute ride back home. And, just got paid. It's Friday afternoon. But what's going on, people? How's it been? How's it going? I've been dropping some episodes for you guys and girls and everybody else. Respectfully. Shout out to Bubbles Kept Cleaning. If you're in need of anything that I can assist you with, feel free to hit me up on my socials. You can text me, email me, hit me on my line. All that good stuff. I don't know what to talk about, but I do have something. I dropped Valet a brick maybe like 2-3 months ago. And for the small community of people that heard it, it's receiving great reviews. Seriously, though. Maybe like 7 people heard it. You know what I mean? And that's how I do with music, especially with, getting it on DSPs, it's a lot of work. And, a lot of what we do is still demo work in a sense. It's a hobby of mine. I love it. I'm pretty great at it. So that's why I still take these stabs at it all every now and then. Definitely when I get the itch. You know, certain music, certain artists, just life itself, pushes me. And it's like, oh, I gotta do something creative. And the creative realm of it is writing and recording and all that stuff. It's pretty great. I did put it on my website, so if you hit the home page and go to the lower tab or go to the bottom of the home page, you'll see these tabs and you can click on them. You can listen to it. It's another project that I have up there called God Complex that I dropped maybe like 2017-ish or some 2015-ish. So I try to keep, I'm an artist at the end of the day, and you know, years pass by and you go through experiences, you go through life, and it's like, let me document some of it, or let me just provide some type of expression for how I'm feeling or what I'm going through, or, you know, the view, how we see things. You know, it's these things are timepieces. It's a timeline. There is journaling. It's therapeutic. It's you know, like documentation. Like with Leopold Jacobs, you know, through fashion, we would like to speak to and for our friends. And the same with music. When I started it, I just, you know, you want to speak for the people you represent, and you want to speak to people you want, you know. And I thought a lot of the stuff we were doing were dope at a time, still dope, consistent, very, very consistent through the eras. And a lot of it, it's like you want people to hear it, right? You want people to understand your side or your view or how you see life or how you want to see life or what you want in your life. And that's why hip-hop or music in general is, it's amazing. It's incredible. But like I said, working on something new, and I got the templates, you know, laid out, the skeletons laid out, and when I record, I'm not a person that's recording all of these songs trying to find the, you know, what I would want. No, I'm a person that I'm more so gonna find the music, in which I usually do, or not really find the music. I find the idea or like the title for it, or, you know, that, and then, you know, then I immediately start finding the music, and it's still old school in a sense. You know, you just search through beats, go to YouTube, you go to your channels, you go through, you know, you, wherever I can get some dope production. Definitely, you know, when you go through YouTube, you gotta go through the channels of, you know, finding music that, you know, these producers don't mind you using for promotional use, or in the event you may want to take the music. You know, there's these avenues, but at the end of the day, it's demo work, and if the music picks up or somebody picks up, then you could definitely go into further negotiations and ownership or whatever, you know what I mean? It's there, but it's still like the old days for me. And I love it. You know, I love going through the channels of finding the music that helps tell the story. You know, a couple of my buddies give me beats. I have so many beats throughout the years that maybe I just didn't feel it at the time, or, oh, wow. Hold, please. Damn, I think this just messed my recording up. Let me see. Damn. But yeah, I don't know if that messed my recording up, because somebody was calling in. But like, yeah, like, I don't know what you missed, but, you know, I go find the music, and then that begins the process, and you start writing your lyrics. Like I said, I have beats, tons of beats, just like everywhere. You know, like I pass them up, or some of them are, you know, for me, like they've made it with me in mind. That's always cool. So it's just what allows you to be creative or tell your story or tell whatever you want to, you know, tell. I think that's dope. And like I said, I'm going through this creative process again, and I have everything set out, you know. So all I have to do is start recording. Got to do a little bit more writing. I want to a few features. Just like the first project, you know, I intended to have maybe like two features and some commentary throughout the project. I'm not saying it didn't work out like that. I have the commentary, and you know, the people that I reached out to, you know, it's not like they don't want to do it, or maybe they don't. I don't know. But to my extent, it's just, you know, people got lives. It's busy, and it's especially when you're creating through, like, you know, through the internet. You know, I'm sending these verses or sending this music and stuff like that. But in the event of it not coming that way again, it's always going to be fine, because, you know, I like to create, and it's you know, I ran with it kind of how like Nas did the King's Disease series. Like, he just was in his zone, so it's like, all right, why not come back with another one? You know, why not come back with another one? So I don't know if it'll be two, definitely another one coming. So that'll be two recent projects. But I don't know if there'll be a third. And I'm hinting towards it being a third. It just depends on how this process goes with this one, you know. But I got the first track is called Ice Cream. I got a song called 4TV. I'm trying to think of the titles that I've put in. And I think the rest of them are untitled right now. But anyway, let's get into Valley of Brick. I gave the project on, you know, to you guys. And I gave some commentary early. But let's give it a run, and maybe I'll stop in here and there and give some insight or something. But for the most part, let's rock with your boy. It is Hasi Haas. It is, this is Valley of Brick. Hopefully my levels are right. Really care. Let's get it.
I would never leave her. I would never need her. Dope on ether. She packing my reefer. We not doing this. Yeah. My jeans, sports strings swing freely, so I'll be a legend. Been doing it. Doing it through average, you could call it a plethora. Microphone leather, I mastered a Sarah. Her song breaking bread up, you could never measure. I remember now, cause I'm with her. How I used to sweat her. How I used to pull up in the Beamer with Soccer Fella. We still do it better. Soccer Fella. Now we in Quartz Beamer on our way to Danino's. They love to see the Tesla doors let up. Leo on a sweater. I mean on a setup.
What?
We don't see nothing in they bag but ketchup. Keep my dope in the front, we gon' sell it for.
Ever. Whoa. That shit is crazy.
Valley of Brick, keep my dope in the front, we gon' sell it shit right out the trunk. Valley of Brick, keep my dope in the trunk, we gon' sell it shit right out the
trunk.
Valet a brick, keep my dope in the front, we gon' sell this shit right out the. I got it on deck, you can pick what you want, but I don't do this shit for fun. Valet a brick, keep my dope in the front, we gon' sell this shit right out the. I got it on deck, you can pick what you want, but I don't do this shit for fun.
Ooh. That shit crazy. Let's keep it going. I might stop after this song to give you some insight. So part of the plan. When something is broken and you try to fix it, trying to repair it any way you can. Yeah. Cash rules. Still playing the Lex ride. Playing the middle on the right or the left side. Niggas sold the flow, but it's cool, just let it slide. Every day I'm new. Brand new and you never buy. Busy doing sorry, it's so important. Letting niggas know. Subtly just reinforcing. Passports. Remember passing bus passes back and forth. Taylor boy rocking Gucci suits to traffic court. Like I wasn't nice rapping. I knew I wasn't nice trapping. I knew the night right after. So I said I might have to. Woo. Money set aside. Niggas catch chicken pox. Women dictate the MO. No prices on the menu. For the art I meet you anywhere. They say I'm everywhere. Better picture of the person I am. Put in the work, do the dirt, and be a man. See me in person, not the gram. Another chance, throw the work in the can. I could see another day to go and fight for these plants. Fuck a olive branch. No apologies here. Loving the naughty hair, and he buying cliche. Packing the chronic with some person who care. Funeral love, we dap and bear hug. Grizzly bears uncut, they fear us. Out my mask is sticking out. So picture the blicky ringing out. Painted with vigor and photo rooms that live without. How can I pop style champagne pissing out? Woo! Should I neglect how they feel about my whereabouts? How I go about the way I live without. Liberty's a free speech. Kissing on Nikki Beach. Bling on Mr. T. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Check. Real rap, you could try it, reel it back. Picking through the shit of it. Now you gotta figure it. At this time, you gotta live with it. You could treat it like licorice. Treat it like it's nigga shit. Fuck it, cause I'm nigga rich. Then I act innocent. I go raw for the art, she gotta feel me in it. That's crazy. It's how I see Haas valet a brick.
That was the best fucking I ever had.
Woo.
Yeah, it's cause you've been dealing with Ace.
You gotta leave.
You gotta leave.
Where you going, sugar?
Yes, take care of it.
Oh, shit.
Alright, the first song, that was the intro, Dipset Mix. The second song is Live Without. The first song, my man Brandon Britton did that, flipped that sample, sent me that, and he sent me three joints at that time. And I recorded two out of the three he sent. I still got one in the tuck, and working on it, you know, trying to, you know, work with it. But with the that song that, you know, that what he sent, I just thought that was a perfect way to start the project off. It was, you know, it had the soul sample. It was dope. You know, it could be something for the ladies, and then it had the, you know, the gun joint. So that put it in, you know what I mean? Like it kept it street, or it kept it, I don't know, it made it it made it come together to me. And then when I started listening to it, right, I'm like, this is some Dipset shit. This sound like some Cam shit. This sound like some vintage Cam shit. So, like, I approached writing the lyrics in a Cam fashion. And I did what I felt, not saying Cam would do, but it's like a homage in a sense, too. Thought that was dope, just to set it off and get things going. You're talking about, you know, I always talk about relationships and I talk about my life and I try to put it in a great way. You know what I mean? And it's like the ego's all at work. So that's, you know, when you, you know, you speak to yourself in third or you refer to yourself in third or, you know, it's, or you, you know, sometimes you write and it's like self-reflection or it's like checking yourself. But it's just dope music and it's a good feeling. It's lyricism, high introspection, some dope social commentary. Live Without goes into like the idea of like, you know, like you have everything you essentially or you necessarily, you know, you want, you're in need and your desires and stuff, but then it's like the idea of just living without all of it and being able to be comfortable in that, because there was times that you didn't have all of it, you know, or you didn't have these things or you didn't have whatever it may be. And at that time you was living without it, you know what I mean? It wasn't a sense of you know, like it affecting you or you, cause you didn't have it, you know? And that's what that's about in a sense. It's like the, you know, how can I pop style champagne pissing out the, you know, like how can I neglect how they feel about my whereabouts? Like, you know, like, what was the line before that? Do it for, you know, people in photo rooms that, you know, something like, damn, how did I say that shit? Damn, forget, I'm missing the lyrics up. I can't up. And, you know, it's like, it's basic, you know, you put the lens of it on the people that are living without, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, how can I, like, pop style on them? You know, champagne pissing out. You know what I mean? Like it's like you kind of like bragging in their face or, you know, but then it's that idea of like of the humbleness too. And it's like, you know, I'm not trying to pop style for you. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Like connect it. We're trying to, you know, shed light and make it one. And it's just a dope, self-reflection. Then the last verse is like, hot seat, have a seat. And that's what I get to, like, you know, you're checking yourself or you give yourself self-evaluation. And then, you know, you're speaking in third or, you know, whatever. You know, hot seat, have a seat. Liberty is a free speech. Kissing on Nikki Beach. Bling on Mr. T. Breakfast at Tiffany's. You know, it's just like this world and how you see life and how you see yourself, or you know, just forward thinking, manifestation, and it's dope. So that's with that. I'm trying to think anything else, like, and then like the intro, you know, the bar that love was like, my Jan Sport strings swing freely, like, and at a time, you know, people were getting, you know, if you saw a Jan Sport and you ain't had no strings on it, it was probably because niggas got you for them. You know, they stole them. Like, that was a thing. And you know, it was a thing if you had a lot or you had different colors or, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, my Jan Sport strings swing freely, so I'll be a legend forever. Like, oof. And then, you know, like, the idea of valet a brick, it's like, keep the art out front. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, the auto tune at the end, or like, you know, that weird voice that I tried to flip. It's like valet a brick, keep my dope in the front. We gonna sell this shit right out the trunk. I got it on deck. You can pick what you want, but I don't do this shit for fun. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I got it on deck. Come get it. We're going to sell this shit forever, you know? But let's keep it going.
Who fresher than Groovy Lord? 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 Who fresher than Groovy Lou? 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 Yeah, old boy the subliminals, old girl in the feelings. The money is vintage, foreign is rented. Life is a fuel on my check. Conquer the night, darker the white. Sharpen my knife, protecting my life. Still argue over NY, Biggie, Jay-Z or Nas, whatever to be benign. Check. Sad now on those same bars, spending my time. Who fresher than Groovy Low? 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 Black King has she worship over him, so my queen will have it all. Never worry about a thing. I'm Benny. In my city of God, but I'm wishing that he would live. Ooh. So I pray and ask the most, can you spare me on my sins? Fuck it and I rap, come home, do it again. Go to work for myself and leave it all to my kid. Legacy, 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 legacy. Vibe. Legacy, legacy, fresher than Groovy Lou.
I gotta stop it right there, though. That's crazy, yo. This is a homage to Groovy Lou. Do your research on Groovy Lou. Dope person. And I just, you know, I like dope titles. I like, you know, I'm into fashion. And it's just this idea of this being, you know what I mean? Who fresher than Groovy Lou? It's a homage. And it's highlighting Groovy, but it's like, who's fresher than Groovy Lou? Like, not saying I am, or this idea of somebody, or, you know, like the Leo man or the Leopold man, but it's like, who's fresher than Groovy Lou? Like, you know, Ross was like fresher than Groovy Lou at a Coogee shoot. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I got that bar, but I kind of changed it up a little bit. But, and then it's like, you know, old boy, you know, starting the verse, old boy, the subliminals, old girl in the feelings. The money is vintage, foreign is vintage. Like, it just had a lot to do with individuals that, you know, old boy in his feelings. You know, oh boy, the subliminals, old girl. Yeah, oh boy, the subliminals, old girl in the feeling. You know, you got, you know, people, you know, it's this love hate thing for Haas, Hot Seat, Hassan. You know, people have their gripes, or people have their, you know, discernment or whatever, you know, whatever. And niggas be in their feelings, you know, and that's it. I don't do things to, you know, I don't start trouble. I'm not a troublemaker. You know what I mean? I live my life, and that's what people don't like. You know what I mean? That's the shit that gets to them. That's the poison. That's the ether that they can't deal with. You know what I mean? And they could be living a better life than me. You know what I mean? But you got to be comfortable and happy and content. And not content with no room for improvement, but so, and then old girl in the feelings, like, you know, it's people that, women that, they be in their feelings. One of those subliminals or, you know, so it's, you know, poking fun at them, taking the shots at people, and overall, people have these things that they deal with also. You know what I mean? Like, the money is vintage, foreign is rented. Like, it's just, life is a, she all on my, conquer the night, darker the white, sharpen my knife, protecting my life. Still argue over NY, Biggie, Jay-Z, or Nas, whatever to be benign. Staten Island, the same bar, spending my time. You know, like, who's fresher than Groovy Lou? Like, that's some fly shit, all of that. And that's what that's about. And I'm trying to think what else is in that first verse, but yeah. But that's how I feel.
Legacy, legacy, fresher than Groovy Lou. It's money in Bally shoes, the moment and attitude. Take the student out to school, still learn. Put whatever in my way, still earn.
Let me go back a little
Take
bit.
Take food out my mouth, you will die, and that's. Take the student out to school, still learn. And I rap, come home, do it again. Go to work for myself and leave it all to my kid.
A little bit more.
We'll have it all, never worry about a thing. I'm Benny.
Oh, that's what I wanted to go in. Benny. I'm Benny. In my city of God, but I'm wishing that he would live. One of my favorite movies, one of like the favorite roles that I like, Benny was the shit in City of God. And he had to deal with, you know, somebody hating on him. One of his buddies and he just wanted to, he was a connector. You know, I'm not saying he's like the middleman, but he just wanted everybody to be good, content, have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, it just was amazing. With, you know, he took Rocket's girl, but he still wanted Rocket around. Like, he gave him the camera, you know, like, take pictures of us. You know what I mean? Like, that movie is dope. Like, niggas had their own photographers. They was throwing their own parties, selling their own. You know, it's underworld drugs and all of that, but you know, you mean like Benny was one of the good ones, and that movie's just ill. So it's like that idea, like I'm Benny in my city of God, but I'm wishing that he would live. So I pray and ask the most, can you spare me of my sins? Like, and then right that is like right after that, like you pray to ask the most, you spent fucking our rap, come home, do it again. So it's life, like. You know what I mean? Go to work for my son and leave it all to my kid. Go to work for myself, leave it all to my kid. So it's like, it's energy, it's movement. It's, if you get it, like, I'm Benny in my city of God, but I'm wishing that he would live. Right? So with death comes life. With life comes death. So I'm wishing that he would live. So I pray and ask the most, can you spare me of my sins? Fucking Iraq. It's mad vulgar, but it's sometimes you gotta. I like putting it blunt and putting it simple. Like, fucking, I rap, come home, do it again, go to work for myself, leave it all to my kid. So it's like evolution, it's life, reproduction, legacy, 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 legacy. And you took that from the whole shit. You know what I mean? It's just tying everything in, but.
In my city of God.
Let me go forward back.
Take food out my mouth, you will die, and that's what I. Take the student out to school, still
learn. Go back.
Legacy, legacy. Who fresher than Groovy Lou? Legacy, legacy. Who fresher than Groovy Lou? It's money in Bally shoes, the moment and attitude. Take the student out to school, still learn. Put whatever in my way, still earn. Take food out my mouth, you die. And that's whatever, either side of the coin. Any color of the dollar. Big faces are small, I'm way too thorough.
I had to make that try to rhyme.
They only give us these places to trap at.
I had to try to make that rhyme small, thorough. But I think I did a great job. And it doesn't rhyme, and it doesn't really sound the same. But it just, I like that. That's a highlight to me in that. You know what I mean? So thorough. But
making that black power, I be talking that money making Manhattan, pumping niggas in Paris, funds up in the plastic, Leopold on the package. Yeah,
legacy, legacy,
who fresher than Groovy Lou?
Legacy, legacy,
who fresher than Groovy Lou?
So that's just the gist of it, and it plays out just so you can vibe out to it until you get to the next song. But yeah. That's just incredible. Like, it's money in Bally shoes, the moment and attitude. Take the student out the game, still learn. You know what I mean? So it's like, you always got to be a student of the game. Always got to be a student of it, even if you're removed from the, you know, the matriculation, the classroom, the environment, you know, whatever. And it's just like, never forget where you came from. Never you know, like just always know your surroundings and represent yourself to the best of your ability. Take the student out the game, still earn. Put whatever in my way, still earn. And that goes to like my the CAU model, my college. You know, find a way or make one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so put whatever in my way, still earn. Take food out my mouth, you die. And it's very bad, but you get the extreme. Like, you know what I mean? Now that I have a son, it's like I can't see myself being faded. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm saying that not faded like drunk, but like you can't, because that's how I feel about it. You know, that's how hard I'm going to go for mine. And that's any other color, the side of the coin, any color of the dollar, big faces or small. I'm way too thorough. Like, it's like anything you want to break, any color, you know, any side of the coin, any color of the dollar, you know, got blue faces, green, you know, the money changes. So then you got, you know, A-Rap, you know, whatever color of the dollar, big faces or small, you got, you know, I'm way too thorough. And then you go in, like, they only give us these places to trap out of. Just keep patient, just be patient, keep making that black power. I be talking that money making Manhattan, pumping niggas in Paris, funds up in the plastic package, funds up in the plastic, Leopold on the package. Come on, like, and that's true, like, for us blacks, they only give us these places to trap out of. Like, they only give us, like, you know, I don't have a traditional job in a sense, like, you know what I mean? Like, You got to find a way to make one, you know, like, and the idea of it, like, they only want us to do these, you know, like, now cannabis is, you know, now I can go buy cannabis, but for years I was fighting the fight for us, you know what I mean, like, fighting it, literally, you know, I had probation, I'm arguing with my probation officer about the legalities and just life and you know what I mean? And she had to feel me, Paul. She had to do her job. But the in that, she felt me. She was like, yo, I've never really met somebody that was talking this type of shit. And it's crazy because you come, you know, let's say what, 2012. What's that? 12 years, you know what I mean? Like, 12 years later, we have you know, the recreational, you know, we see the improvements with cannabis. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was fighting. I'm still on that line fighting for the right. You know what I mean? To be able to smoke cannabis or to utilize cannabis. It's mind-boggling. If you know the reasons why cannabis has gotten that, or it's taken so long, or it's, you know, it's this race thing, then you can, then you know, you know what I mean? I want you, like I said, I'm gonna stop giving my opinion. I want you to do the research and figure it out, why cannabis, the hemp, and what hemp does, and cotton and with cotton, like, you know what I mean? Like, really go. You do your due diligence. But yeah, you know, I be talking that money making Manhattan. Like, you know, Manhattan's the epicenter. You know, New York is the heart of the world. You know what I mean? And we had, you know, with 9/11, you see the financial crisis that happened. It had to hit the financial capital of the world, in a sense. So it's like, I be talking that money making Manhattan, pumping niggas in Paris, funds up in the plastic, Leopold on the package. Like, you know, when you get, you know, like, you see the rappers that got the bags of money coming through the strip clubs or coming through the club or whatever. And it's like, yeah. And then it's Leopold Jacobs. You know, you get that package and you got the Leopold Jacobs on that package. So it's fucking ill.
Legacy. Who fresher than Groovy Lou? Legacy. Who fresher than Groovy Lou?
This is Lab Dance. I'm very I'm very proud of this record also. Just rock out.
Check it out. Yeah.
Baby love. Baby love. Talk your shit, huh?
Lap dance to my wife that I love.
Ooh.
Lap dance to my wife that I love. Chicken wings.
Smoking weed out in public.
Black sand.
Nice beaches in the winter. Margaritas, fish tacos, and rockets. We were paying homage, cause I care. Peace, my dear. iPhone full of ideas. Fly legs. What?
Left my Rolex there.
That's time shit.
Delete great Mac.
Oh, Mark, he did the Maybach 1983. Watching the white and red Sox. Cut a layer, the kettle saying it's hot. The level playing your eye. Better stay in your house. Come on, stop playing. Let me pause that. I gotta give you something. You know what I mean? Lap dance is like, you know, slap dance. You know, you get a table dance, get a lap dance, paying homage to the Atlanta culture, strip club culture that I've loved and I've like left, escaped. But, you know, the bars isn't like, you know, lap dance, tell my wife that I love her. Like, you know, it's like, I'm going to get a lap dance, but I'm going to enjoy this lap dance. You know, I'm going to be a man. You know what I mean? Just because I want to get a lap dance or enjoy adult entertainment don't mean that I don't love my girl or love my wife or want to, you know, tell my wife that I love her. She's there, right? So basically, she's there with me. You know what I mean? Chicken wings, smoking weed out in public. You know what I mean? This is like the scene of the strip club. Wings, niggas smoking weed. And, but it's the idea of, you know, we being on vacation, you know what I mean? So it's like lap dance, I'm gonna wipe out chicken wings, smoking weed out in public, like we on the beach, black sand, margaritas, and you know what I mean? Black sand, nice beaches in the winter, like margaritas, fish, that shit is crazy. Black sand, nice beaches in the winter, like we change location, you know what I mean? Black sand, nice margaritas, fish tacos, and rock ears. Like, that's a, you know, that's a nice vibe. Drink some margaritas, some fish tacos, you know, and rock ears. Like, I mean, some Rockefeller or Rocker, you know, some rock ears. We were paying homage because I care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm wearing these rock joints because I, you know, because we paying homage because we care about the culture. We care about this fly shit. We care about going somewhere and, you know, I'm like, shit, I'm gonna wear the rock Air Forces. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if you know me, you know how we love Rockefeller and all that shit. But it's like, we were paying homage because I care. Peace, my dear. iPhone full of ideas. Fly list. Left my Rolex there. That's time shit. That's crazy. Like, maybe it's not crazy to you, but I think it's crazy lyricism and rapping. Like, if I show you my notes or show you my text thread that I text to myself, you would get to understand, like, iPhone full of ideas. Like, somebody found my iPhone, they probably come up on some shit. You know what I mean? Or you could see my photo memory and be like, damn, this nigga this shit is crazy. But that's what that is. And then it's like, left my Rolex there. That's time shit. Like, that's some fly shit. Like, damn, left my watch there. That's time shit. And then, so it's not a time shit. Like, we're not going on vacation staying in a time shit. And not knocking a time shit. Like, my mom's has the time shit. But you know what, you know. So that's what that is. And then it goes, the late great Mac on Mark. He did the Maybach 1983, watching the white and red Sox. Like, 1983, that was a game. You know what I mean? Between the red, white and red Sox. So it's like the level playing your op. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so the red and white Sox, they, you know, they in opposition. You know what I mean? Even though they not. But let's take it as, you know, we talking figuratively and, you know. So the late great Mac, or the late great Mac, or Mach, he did the Maybach. So it's this idea of this person, this man, this character, right? The Leopold man, or like paying homage to Groovy Lou, like who fresher than Groovy Lou? Like, so it's like that, like the late great Mac or Mach, he did the Maybach 1983, watching the white and red Sox. You know, and it's, so it's paying homage to 1983. You know what I mean? And then it's like, the level playing your ops, cut a layer, the level playing your ops, better stay in your house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you, you know, if you got beef with your ops, you might not want to be around them, or you might want to lay low from them, or you know what I mean? In the best way, protection in the sense of staying in your freaking house. You know, like, level playing your ops, cause on a block, it's slots to figure out routes. Like, what'd I say? Was on these blocks, it's slots to figure out routes filling the, yeah, cause on these blocks, it's slots to figure out routes filling the drought. Niggas saying it's art, like, that's amazing. You know what I mean? Like, it's slots, like, on a, you know, you got slots. You, where you figure out, all right, where, how, where can I make some money? You know what I mean? Routes filling the drought. You know, niggas have been experiencing the drought throughout the pandemic, and you know what I mean? Routes filling the drought. Niggas saying it's art, like, and then it's like the whole idea of like niggas just making anything art, or making anything try, you know, wanna be, or niggas selling anything to, you know what I mean, to us. You know what I mean? And that was a thing of West Side Gunn. He'd be like, it's art. You know what I mean? And I'm not knocking him because I love him, but it was that idea of it. You know what I mean? Like, niggas saying it's art. It's a lot to it. I'm going inside the store, so bear with me. I'm going to try to end this commentary because I got, what, two more songs. And I'm almost close to my crib. What's up, boss man? Yeah, I'll take two of the Capones and two Honey Game. Chilling, bro?
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Thank you. The Army? Nah, my brother was in the Marines.
Oh, okay.
He went to 9/11 for us, you know?
Oh, man.
Word.
I saw that Navy Federal.
Oh, yeah, that's how I got the Navy Federal through my brother. All right, boss. But shout out to Soccer Fella. Homie at the store be mad cool. Hoping to stop. Nope. Still going. Sorry if you're hailing on all that, but like I said, you know I like to bring you in the world. But let's keep lap dance going. And to a lap dance, the beat didn't have the reggae sample on it. I produced it, basically. I can do some things more than talk shit on this podcast or this audio experience. So I took that, you know, and put it there, and I thought it really gave some color to that record, like, other than, you know, like, because I could let you hear it without it, and it still sounds good, but having that reggae sampling, that shit was crazy, and you know that's the vibe right there, so anyway, but...
To figure out, routes filling the drought, niggas saying it's art. I guess I think my pops
not around, the top was coming down, Haas was in the town, names mispronounced, woo, gotta catch it.
It was cool sometimes, they said how mean when they were talking to me, and I thought it was P. I ran with it, cause she was with it, way before she used to crop me out of pictures. Halter tops used to rock with no panty, used to hit lower mainly if you knew Abby.
Chill. I gotta stop there. Cause it just goes in. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that I had, you know, I remember when I first started rapping, and I would make these shots and throw these shots at my pops, you know, and he came across, I wanna say he came across a few of them. Or, you know, he probably heard them from somebody, or somebody probably told him. And hey, you gotta wear that, you know what I mean? And so I guess it's the same realm of it with that, what I just said, like, you know what I mean? I guess I think my pop's not around. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because it's the, I didn't, I'm not saying like me and my brother just was fed material items or fed a great time to deal with the void of not having it. Like, oh, you know what I mean? But I would want to say a lot of, some of it is rooted in that. Like, you know what I mean? You want to, like, even my other buddy, you know what I mean? Like, niggas pops wasn't around, and so you want to, like, get a kid everything, in a sense, right? And so they could, you know, kind of, like, forget that they don't got a pops, right? So that was, like, I guess I think my pops not around, and Todd was coming down, Haas was in your town, names mispronounced. Like, you know, like, I'm in the town. This hard top is coming, you know, this soft top or this hard top or this coupe is coming down. You know, names mispronounced. Like, my name was always mispronounced, whether it was like, you know, Hassan, or you niggas messed that up, or even in the fact of like where I go with the next few bars is like, sometimes a lot of chicks used to call me Hameen, you know what I mean? Or if they didn't know, like, they knew of the two brothers, so they see me and they be like, oh, that's Hameen. Or they see Hameen and they be like, oh, that's Hameen. You know what I mean? Like, so a lot of the times it was like, you know, I would just get over just because Hameen was my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I would get play, and it sounds whack or whatever, but I would get play because my brother was Hameen. So it's like, damn, I can't have Hameen. So I'm like, maybe I got to get the closest thing or the next best thing, right? So I went, you know what I mean? And that's why I said that, you know what I mean? It was cool sometimes. They said Hameen when they were talking to me, and I thought it was P. Like, I thought that was play. I thought that was cool. Ran with it, 'cause she was with it way before she used to crop me out of pictures. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's way before, like, I was like the infamous side nigga, you know what I mean? For a lot of my years early on. So that's what that goes to, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then it's like this whole stab at social media, you know? So, way before she used to crop me out of pictures. But then the other bar is dope to me too. It's like, you know, catch me at Lower Manly. If you know what Lower Manly is, it's Spelman's campus. You know, the dorms in Spelman's campus. So, you know, I be, you know, like, Lower Manly, if you knew I be, and then it's still a double entendre because it's like Lower Manly, and then it's Abbey Hall. So it's like, I tried to say it like, if you know where I be, like, you know, like, if you hit Lower Manly, if you know where I be, like, you know where I'm going. You know, if you know Lower Manly, you know why I'm going to, you know, Lower Manly. Like, you know what I mean? If you know Abbey. Because I could be at Lower Manly or I could be at Abbey. You know what I mean? That's a bar. That's some inside Atlanta shit. And if you're, you know, in the know of that, then you could get that bar. If you went to the schools in Atlanta, or, you know, you may understand that. Like, oh, shit. No parking. I guess I can't park in here. But, yeah, that's where that bar came from. Hit Lower Manly if you know Abbey. Crying, wanting, just, yeah, that shit is hard. But anyway,
I love hard Staten Island, you gotta love her.
Who said bring the motherfucking ruckus? Name dropping if I miss yours. I've been popping Chris Bottles, I miss Onyx,
Eddie Watkins, Rich LaGrada,
Mr. Potter. Trent said that we were doing Prada before the Rocket and Tan Tims and Jordans in the locker. You know I had the copper. Listening to music on my CD Walkman. Pulling up valet at Dorman. Late nights in the early mornings. I could barely afford it, but it was cool saving up to get the things I wanted. I caught 4 dimes and 320s. Had the best weed to choose from it. Roll a slit and take a pull from it. Easily I spent 200. I was 17, easily beloved. Knowing I do love it. Taking a risk to give you everything above it.
Get to it, stop cleaning the rubbish.
Early mornings, how do I make butter? My mama beard was so pissed I wasn't playing in Rucker.
Woo. You got a gift, don't let it conflict with each other. I drove a whip to get the twins with my brothers. We made it rich, talking
and shit with my brothers.
King of the cool to this day, it's even better.
King of the cool to this day, it's whatever. Yeah. That's lap dance. Shit's crazy. You know, the bars, it's just... you know, like playing the game because I love hard. Staten Island, you gotta love her. Wu said, bring the motherfucking ruckus. Name dropping, if I miss yours, fuck her. Like, then I just started name dropping people names from Staten Island. Like, but anyway. Then I had to throw in there, I miss Onyx. Like, and that's the homage to lap dance. It make, you know, but. We're going to go to, it's two more joints and I'm riding out. We got, oh, I know it skipped it. It is skipped Birth of the Throne. So it's intro, Live Without, A Homage to Groovy Lou, Birth of the Throne, Lap Dance, and A Hard Time. So I'm going to play Birth of the Throne. But Birth of the Throne segues Lap Dance. Because like the first bars, from or I was supposed to, like, the hook was supposed to be tap dance, lap dance, tap dance, tap dance, tap, something like that, like tap dance, lap dance, lap dance, and then it comes into the real hook, if that makes sense. Or the first, it was like a first hook and then it goes into the first verse, I mean, sorry, but this is Birth of the Throne. Let's make a movie. I do the film.
She got the skill, so I just pull up beside her. Know I'm a rider. Know that I got her. Life of the shotters, a beaky for starters. Fetty a charger, petty menages. Still in the gossip. I mean in Ballard. I was in Maryland.
Mickey in Paris.
Still in the Raptors.
Loving my jacket. Let him in ask you. Loving the
last name.
Calling me champagne. Back on the airplane. Saki and Aspen. Saki, yeah. Fella, y'all.
W flow.
Bubbles and most. Let's make a toast. Sharing my growth. Birth of the Throne. Birth of the Throne.
They calling me God.
You gotta chill. It's King of Law.
You gotta chill. It's King of Law.
Yeah, that's Birth of the Throne. Probably my least favorite, but. I love it because, like, the flow is very different. I got this thing where I write verses, and sometimes I think the verse is so interesting or dope that it's, I just repeat the verse for the second verse. Like, and that's what I do with this. Like, it's literally the same verse spit two times, pause, and I just thought it was dope, you know, and the hook. And like I said, I'm big on titles. Birth of the Throne, it's like Watch the Throne. It's like, you know what I mean? Like the precursor to Watch the Throne. It's, and then I like the, you know, it calling me God, you gotta chill. It's King Halal. You know what I mean? That's ill. And it's, you know, it's taboo or it's blasphemous, but. You know, it's, you know, Jehovah, Hov the God, Nas, God MC, Rakim the God, you know. And then it's just like the whole idea of, like, you know, my pops, his name was, they called him Rahim Allah. You know what I mean? And then if you know King Allah, you know who, do your math. So it's like, you know, they calling me God. You got to chill. It's King Allah. Like, you know what I mean? It's King a lot. Like, I think that's dope. But that's Birth of the Throne. And we're gonna go into the Hard Time. A Hard Time. This is like the most serious record. And it's just, I think the setup with you'll hear it, but
This is a hard time.
Are you very spiritual?
In what sense?
I mean, do you meditate? Do you understand that there is something bigger than yourself at work here?
I believe in God, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very much.
And I believe everybody comes to the world for a reason, I think. Most of us spend our lives trying to figure out what the purpose of our being here is.
A hard time, she touched down my watch throne. I wear a crown, I shoot first, she ducked down. That's my throne, birthright to my home. Work nights in my zone, grind first for me, Kenos. I remember it was Cancun,
thinking all of the space. I remember we shared rooms, not to reveal the heirlooms. It's so special here in Rare Tunes.
I'ma heal soon. Working my progress, try picking my mental.
Talking your shit with all the shit that I've been through. Spinning the block, you sit and think it's a rental.
Thinking I'm fronting.
Then it's something within you. Sparing these niggas, knowing that I could send you.
What? My bad.
No one man should have all of this power. All of these doubters. All of this flower. Smiling at the safe, knowing it could be bigger. Laughing at his face with a finger on a trigger. I don't believe these niggas, you know I see these niggas. They sit high below the trees, dying to be leaves, dying to just go fly with the breeze. Most times I don't pray on my knees.
I pray for my peace.
I pray for the peace. You should pray for me. It's just the way to be pleased.
So when you're standing there and there's a sea of people responding to you, screaming your name as they were, what does that feel like?
Love.
We
could do it with love.
To be an instrument that has chosen to give.
We could do it just us. I see you in my dreams. I see you in the skies going up.
An instrument of nature. That's an interesting way to describe yourself.
We got time. Don't rush. We got time. Don't rush.
Are you very spiritual?
I mean, wanted money. I wanted the fame. I wanted what I wanted and nothing between. I guess it was our dreams, making the cream. And you only wanted high, so never Raheem. Walking over water, I hover the same.
Yo, I'ma leave that at that right there. I'ma let y'all get the rest of it on your own. But I would give you some more commentary though. Hard time is just like, you know, you started off with like a hard time, my watch throne, a hard time, my watch throne. So it's like a fight, you know what I mean, between me and my lady, you know what I mean? You know, she throws my freaking, my watch, and I wear crown, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm pissed that she threw my freaking watch, you know what I mean? You know, I duck down, she shoot first, and it's not like, you know, she got a duck or I shoot a shot, but it's like, you know how it is when you arguing with your lady or you're arguing, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you started it, you shot, you know, you did it first, or, you know, so it's like you shoot first, you know what I mean? So I shot first, you know, she ducked down, like, so it's like I started the shit, you know what I mean? That's my throne, birthrights in my home. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I should be able to express myself in my home without, you know, whatever. So that's like birthrights in my home, ground first for me, Kenos. I remember it was Cancun. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not dissing Cancun, but you know, your level of, you know, you, it heightens, so you understand there's different places to go visit or different places that are dope. So that's what it's like. That's what it is, you know. I remember it was Cancun, thinking all of this space. I remember we shared rooms. Like, you know, you got all of this space now. You know what I mean? You remember me and my brother used to share rooms, or, you know, you go on vacation, you share a room with somebody, or, you know what I mean? Whatever. I remember we shared rooms. It's rare here in Rare Tunes. I'ma heal soon. You know what I mean? Like, these heirlooms, like, this shit is heirlooms. This shit is rarity. This is, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, I'ma heal soon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know my progress. You know, nobody knows your progress or whatever but you. So you gotta be proud in that. You gotta champion that. You gotta look at your strides and how you're becoming a better person, and you gotta keep that personal for you and for you, and be proud in that. So that's what that is like. I'm gonna heal soon. Like, it's alright. I'll be alright. I've been be alright. You know what I mean? Working my progress, try to pick at my mental. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas wanna, you know, oh, you need therapy, or you need help, or you need this or that. So it's like working my progress, try to pick at my mental. Talking shit, then, you know, like, y'all, you talking all this shit, you don't even know what I've been through, you know? Thinking of stunting into something within you. Sparing these niggas knowing that I could spin you. I could send you. Nah. You know what I mean? No one man should have all of this power, all of these doubters, all of this flour. You know, like, smiling at the safe knowing it could be bigger, laughing at his face with a finger on the trigger. Like, it's so vivid and lyrical and, you know, dying, you know, it's just, oh, man. Sometimes I don't pray on my knees. Like, I pray to my, pray for my peace. You should pray for me. Like, and we're all guilty of that. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people, when they give their thanks, they're not necessarily in a state of total serenity or, you know what I mean, on their knees. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to pray on the move. You got to pray, you know, while you just, while everything's happening in life. You know, why everything's going on, you know what I mean? And it's like, am I wrong for not praying on my knees? Like, is it still not going to be received? Or it's like, you know, like, oh, don't throw that garbage in that thing because you got to put that in the recycle bin. You know what I mean? Like, so if there's no other recycle bin and it's just a regular garbage, I don't throw it in the garbage. I should just throw it on the floor. And I'm not that stupid, but that's how, you know, sometimes that's how it is. That's how I feel, like, in a sense. So I just want you to enjoy that. I wanted to share a lot of that, and hopefully it's understood, or if you need more clarity or understanding or whatever, let me know. It is Hasi Haas, and this is the Valley of Brick full commentary episode. Y'all be good. Have a great weekend. Peace.